This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
But what about periods? What about periods?
What about them?
What about them?
Well, we don't get them.
It's been a long time since we've talked about them, though.
Nesta. Mom?
Yes, honey?
You know what we were talking yesterday?
Yes, we were.
You know about periods?
Yes, what about periods?
Do you have periods?
Yes. All women have periods.
Tell me what happens.
Inside of my body comes outside from an opening between my legs. Do you have a question, Jill?
Yes.
Jill?
I want to know if Susie has periods.
Susie?
Yes, Mom?
Jill wants to know something. What do you want, Jill?
Susie, do you have periods?
Do I have periods? Jill, all women have periods about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days. When I'm on my period, from inside of my body comes outside from an opening between my legs.
Well, see, what about my teacher? Does Miss Jones have periods?
Always.
Yes, Jill, your teacher, Mrs. Jones, does have periods. All women have periods about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days.
About 25 days a month.
It's an educational tape. I know we've played it before, but every once in a while.
It's good to be refreshed.
I always forget, so it's nice to have a refresher.
We're like LAPD, Mike. We're here to protect and serve.
Amen.
And get off OJ.
Hi, girls.
Oh, Dad's home. I forgot the second part of this.
Good. Dad's home.
Just in time.
Hopefully the dinner's made and the cocktail's in his hand.
Dad's home.
Honey, I'm home from a hard day at work and I'm mighty pissed off.
How's your period?
Hi, girls.
Hi, Dad.
What have you girls been talking about?
About periods, Daddy. Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, honey. What is it?
Does Aunt Carol have periods?
Yes, Jill. All women have periods about every 4 weeks.
But, Dad, men don't have periods, do they?
That's right, honey.
That's
men
why
do not.
We're better.
Only women.
Only women.
From inside a woman's body comes outside from an opening between her every 4 weeks.
But the blood, won't it get on my clothes?
No, it won't, because you use a sanitary pad.
Sanitary pad?
Yes, a sanitary pad.
Susie, what's a sanitary pad?
Come on, Jill, I'll show you.
Is Dad still in the room?
Now, let's go into the bathroom. This is a sanitary pad. This is where I keep them.
Blue, white, blue, white. Look, it is blue on one side, white on the other.
And then it becomes all American when you add some red.
Stuff like glue on the blue side. See?
Hello, girls. Can I come in?
Do you know
it's
why
Dad.
It's sticky? No. Sticky, so the pad will stick to my panties.
Dad's very comfortable with this discussion. That's why it's not like real life.
A little too comfortable.
Dad should be running down the street in horror.
Yee.
See? Now I'm all ready to go. Wash my hand. I dry my hand.
How about both your hands, not just one hand? It sounds like she's saying, wash my hand.
Can I get that cocktail now? Hi, it's Dad.
Would you show me again?
What do I do first?
First, we get a pad.
Get a pad.
Now, I'll show you how I change it.
Oh.
The pad sticks on my panties. Now, watch careful, okay?
Watch carefully, kids.
Fold it over.
Uh-huh.
I wrap it up. It won't make any mess. Now, I put it in the nearest wastebasket.
Girls, you still
I do not
there?
Put it in the toilet. I put it in the nearest wastebasket.
Daddy.
Now, I take the clean pad.
Blue. Blue on one side, white on the other.
Side. That's right.
Blue on one side and white on the other. It also has the sticky stuff, like glue on the blue side.
Glue.
I don't need this. The sticky stuff is here so the pad will stick
Dad's
to my
waiting
panties.
For dinner.
See? Now I'm all ready to go. Now you try it. Let's pretend you're having your period. Let's make believe that is coming out from inside your body through an opening between your now.
Right.
Okay, I'll get a pad. Look, it's blue on one side and white on the other.
Oh, she's bright.
It's sticky.
It is sticky.
It's sticky, all right.
It's sticky because it'll stick to your panties.
Are you ready to put it on now?
Hello, yes. It's Dad.
Did you put my panties down?
Okay, the pad. Now what do we do?
Peel off the paper.
Right.
The hell are you girls doing in there?
Dad turning into Lester Burnham.
The wastebasket.
Where's the asparagus?
Okay. Ladies.
Now what are you going to do?
I'm sticking it in my panties.
Right, down to your panties. You placed it on there.
I blackmailed my boss for $60,000 a year.
Okay. Welcome to Mr. Smiley's.
Wash my hands.
Wash your hands.
I'll have a smiley burger or a smiley fries and an orange soda.
I think there's only one more part. And then we're done with how to learn about your period.
Well, then Dad can have his dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Buzz?
Yes.
I was able to see that eclipse last night.
Yes, how was it?
And they also shot down that satellite last night.
I know, both those things.
How about that? Boom, boom, boom.
Success.
Mm-hmm. Boom goes the dynamite.
See, I'm all ready.
That's just great. I'm really proud of you. You wear it for a while for practice and for tennis.
Let's go tell Mom and Dad what I did. Mom, I put on a pad.
You put on a pad? She did it all by herself.
I did it by myself.
Hey, that's great, Jill.
There's Dad.
You'll be ready for your period when it starts.
That period.
That's right, Jill.
That is Southern.
It begins to come from inside of your body every 4 weeks
for three or four days.
You can put on a pad by yourself. Now let me show you what else we'll do.
What?
This calendar.
Yeah.
Now this is the first day of your period. And we'll count 28 days, which will be about the time you'll start your next period.
That is hungry.
Okay, why don't you write your name here?
There.
That's right, Jill. This is something you will do yourself.
All right, Daddy wished I had a son.
Periods may be early.
Daddy needs dinner.
It may be late. But about that date, you will know that you are about to have your period
again. All this talk about pads.
What about Daddy's sticky spot?
What do you do with the one you take off that has a lot of on it?
Fold it over, wrap it up, and put it in the nearest wastebasket.
That's right.
There you
fold
go,
it, wrap it up, and put it in the nearest wastebasket.
Now I know all women have periods.
Get me supper.
There you go.
Speaking of pads, Daddy would like to know who he has to F in his pad to get dinner around here.
That's called all women have periods.
Very good.
I would understand it better if there was more repetition. It moves too fast for me.
Ask for it by name.
A progressive dad, though, in that era. Dads normally didn't deal with that type of thing.
But say, honey.
Dad's home. What are you... Oh, God, get that off the kitchen table.
You know, the next step, of course, is...
Did you wash your ass today?
You don't even want to hear that.
There you go.
Let's start. The Don and
Mike Show. I hated the song, by the way. I don't know what that song is.
I mean, seriously.
Hate it.
In the meanwhile, he's going like this.
He hates it because it talks about love.
No,
it's,
it's
a happy
just so
song.
Corny. Yeah. But,
I love
you know, if you can... If you can make a song as awful as that sound okay, then when you've got a decent song, you're going to be great. But you are...
He loves the song,
yes,
I tell
no,
you.
I don't love
it was
the
a huge
song.
Hit, the song.
Spiral Staircase.
Who?
I know.
By who?
Spiral Staircase.
Of course. How could I forget that? Spiral Staircase.
Right, dumbass. Right, mister, I used to believe everything you said. Not to mention the fact he's supposed to be in the music business.
Right.
And even if he somehow didn't know this song from 1969, a guy sang it on the show the night before last.
Wow. But it didn't take away from the bigger issue.
Which was?
That show.
Sucked. But, Mike, the first half hour was maybe the greatest half hour I've ever seen when you get that first girl coming up and crashing and burning, and then you got the plus-size model coming up and crashing and burning.
You're more enthusiastic than I am. I wanted to see just one decent performance last night, and I didn't see any. They were all so freaked out, and they set the table by
saying, I loved it.
We're sick.
I loved it.
Oh, how could you love that show?
I loved it because it was so bad.
You're still... I tell you, I was tempted to walk away last night. Wow.
Simon Cowell, I don't believe you don't know this song. How about when you sat there and pretty much tongued Diana Ross when she sang this song last year on American Idol? I don't believe I've ever heard that song.
I think he was put to sleep by the performance on the show.
See what you made me do, Simon? Now you've made me hate you. Oh, how about the phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, you can say a lot of things, Cowell.
Shush.
But don't you shush me on the spiral staircase.
I thought the performance was verging on grotesque.
Right.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Okay.
Please stand by.
Look out! Oh, God, we better get to it. Where's Big Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Well, thank you, Big Ed. And hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody! Welcome back to the show.
Every time I love you. Come on, you know that song, Simon Cowell.
Welcome.
Welcome, hi, little brains. Welcome to the meeting of the Little Brain Show, Don and Mike Show. And it's Thursday, S-H-I Thursday. That means poop. And our phone number is same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was happening last night.
Wow.
I like the idol. I liked the...
I'm really surprised. I really am, because I could not hate enough. To the point where, at the very end, I said, if I don't see like a decent performance in the next 20 minutes, I might not come back.
I loved it. It's so real. They all sucked.
They were so bad, and I thought they were going to be so much better.
All of the women last night, Buzz, I know you don't watch this.
Yes.
Were so nervous.
They're so horrible. The performances were so terrible.
Loved it. It was like an edition of American Idol I had never seen before.
Really?
Where...
So you still...
Filled with nervous
hold
women.
On to the so bad it's good category.
Last night, at least. Mm, yeah.
Boring.
Nothing jumped out. Except, listen...
Well, this is the stage of the game where I want to see like every third or fourth person... Knock them dead. That's what I look for right now.
4 hours down this week, one to go. You're almost there. Hang in there, Mike.
You'll make it, Mike. You'll do okay.
Well, at least, hey, the pleasure will come tonight when you can watch
four heads in a duffel bag.
Yeah,
tonight.
You can enjoy that. That'll be, and it's an hour tonight, right?
Yeah.
That's again.
Why so short?
You know why, Mike? Because when you're doing televised executions,
yes,
you want to spread it out. You want to do one in the first 15 minutes.
I think I've heard even you say that you could get that done in a half an hour.
Sure you could.
And make it highly entertaining. Mm-hmm.
Sure you could, but, you know, if I was Fox, I'd stretch it as far as I could, too. Hold on, here's Professor Spiewak for his first lecture of the day. Notice, you know what I think we really need to get him? Thanks for stepping
away. You want to get him a podium?
You're reading my mind.
You want to get him like a professorial a lectern.
Yes,
because occasionally he comes to the microphone and he strikes the pose like he's ready to make a debate.
Right.
He sits there with his hands and he waits.
Look, he chased him away. Look at him. He's cowering over in the corner now.
No, I'm not cowering. I feel sorry for you and the listener.
Well, no, I'm not.
He feels sorry.
You feel sorry for Don?
And
no. But because
we're missing out on whatever
the professor
well,
has
after
to
that,
say.
You must step up. You
oh,
must
no,
after
I
that.
Pot,
oh, I'm full. I'm not going to beg.
See, now this is, you know, child psychology.
Yeah, it doesn't work with us because we are children.
It's not going to work.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Somehow we'll manage through the opening segment without you stepping up to the podium.
You were entertained by that crap last night?
Sure was.
God, I thought it sucked.
Sure
I mean, you can sit in one of those... horrible, like where they're just nervously singing the songs, and you don't get bored?
No, it's different than the auditions because they're supposed to be good.
Yeah.
In fact, there's always been one person. I'm worried now after watching all the guys and all the women. I think we're in trouble. I think
it is
not the most, and they say, incidentally, they say it's the most talented crop every year.
Would you not like it to be the biggest wreck in the history of TV? What if they had these 24 schlubs and really maybe only one is good?
In that respect, perhaps I am gullible. In that respect, perhaps I buy into all the hype that I'd like to see them crown the next Carrie Underwood, the next superstar that's going to sell a lot of records. And I'd like to have, who was the big-headed girl? Melissa last year, right? The lady with the oversized head and the pixie-like body. The black girl that was the background singer.
Melinda Doolittle.
Melinda Doolittle. I want to have somebody like that that I can root for. I don't want to like have the...
I like
know, who sucks the least.
I like 16-year-old girls who look like they're about to wet their pants and they're shaking and they forget the words, and even like the plus size model, and she's a seasoned veteran. It was good last
night. The rocker sucked. They all suck.
Well, here is important news, Mike. Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson are not only back together; they're thinking about getting married.
Oh God!
Wow!
And this comes from
what a dope.
From Jessica Simpson's publicist. And here's the funniest part.
That's not the funniest part?
No, this is the funniest part. They would also like you to know that Her film Blonde Ambition was the number one grossing movie in the Ukraine last week.
Yes.
In the Ukraine.
Blonde Ambition made $250,000 last week, according to
People
Magazine.
Is that the same Blonde Ambition that wasn't even released to theaters here?
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Tony Romo, let's say, okay, I'm picking the Cowboys with an 0-7 start next year.
Opening weekend in America, the movie made $1,700.
Oh, my God.
In Ukraine, $250,000, and anyway, they're a couple.
Tony Romo's going to marry her.
So there's some news for you.
That's great.
And they're going to go on a cruise ship, and Wade Phillips is going to perform the ceremony.
Before we even get to the idol stuff and everything else, there's trouble on the weather horizon, and we're going to call Howard Bernstein,
good. HB,
right now, and we're just going to ask him flat out, here is where I come from on this, and then, Mike, I'd like everyone else with what worries you about this impending storm. Here's my worry. It's not snow. Who cares? It's not sleet. What I care about is ice.
Yes.
And I wish that they would just make a fist and say, if we're going to have an ice storm, and I watched Bernstein today, and he did the tap, tap, tap dance on this when he said, now, we could end up with snow. We could end up with rain. We could end up with a half an inch of ice. I got news for you. If you put a half an inch of ice over a city, it shuts down a city.
Yeah, you'll be paralyzed. I experienced the worst ice storm in the history of Connecticut when I was a kid, when I was a teenager up there, and I know what a half inch, actually in some places, like three quarters of an inch of ice can do. It shuts it down. You've never had one as bad as
we
had.
No, what I'm saying
there is
the worst one we've had here since you and I've been working together was over the 23 years, I think it was a quarter inch of ice.
Yeah, it's a half an inch of ice.
That's all it takes.
I mean, what it does to trees alone is pretty amazing.
Right.
So that to me is the big worry. And, you know, I don't care about the snow. And I watched all the TV forecasters today. Mm-hmm. And my God, Channel 4 says a dusting, right? Channel 5 says by 7 a.m. there's going to be 3 inches of snow. Bernstein is saying, well, snow, but then rain south, and, you know, then maybe this whole thing with, you know, a half an inch of ice. But we'll know better probably when we look out the window tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. They don't have a clue.
So what's your big worry with this, Mike?
Well, the ice, obviously, as far as the concern, an ice storm is the most dangerous thing we can experience around here. But my other concern is when this really is going to arrive, because, you know, Fridays are pick up the kids days for me. You know, I like to know what's going on as far as arrival time, and they're not even giving us that. They're not even telling us what's going to happen.
You can't plan.
But it's, you know, you say the biggest fear, it would, of course, be the ice. But what concerns me the most is when they say 1 to 2 inches, we have a booklet of examples of storms that have hit the D.C. area where they have no idea how much snow we're going to get. So we really have no idea. If they were saying this is definitely going to be, you know, these temperatures aloft and these temperatures
and
the surface, they don't even know that yet.
Their track record
year is one of the worst.
It's like Roger Clemens. It really is.
I think he misremembers.
Just yesterday with the forecast we got yesterday here in Washington, D.C.
Perfect example.
And this was universal with all of the channels. They said there will be snow to the north and to the west, and there will be rain to the south. Well, guess what happened? You got snow to the south
and the east,
and you got nothing to the north and to the west.
So it's incredible.
And they get on TV and they get on radio and they say, well, that's the nature of a clipper. And, you know, I'd like to take a clipper and start just plucking nose hairs out.
Yeah,
just
do some tweezers. Small torture, low-level torture.
So we're going to call HB now, and we're going to get him. See if we can pin him down.
Well, the nice thing about calling HB right now is that, you know, he's closer to the storm now. And, you know, I'd love to get a start time because they're not hedging. They say by tomorrow morning.
Here's the other hedge that I heard Howard saying today on the 12 noon news. He said later today right now we're under a
winter storm watch.
Right. He said, later this afternoon, we will know if it will be a winter storm.
Beautiful, sunny, clear blue skies.
Lovely. Right. Later we'll know if it will be a winter storm warning or a winter weather advisory.
Right.
Now, if you're a weather fanatic like I am, the difference between an advisory and a warning, Man, it's like the difference between throwing a grenade and throwing a nuke.
It's huge.
It really is an advisory. You know what that is?
Means we're going to get like a dusting of snow and maybe a little sleet.
It's nothing. That's the Weather Service covering their ass.
Mm-hmm. All I saw, and this is really, I've learned to look at weather forecasts and take out of a weather forecast the only guarantees you can get. And as far as any precipitation, we have a 90% chance of getting something.
Right.
So something is, I'll tell you what my forecast is, something is going to fall out of the sky. Mm-hmm. That's all I can tell you. It might be pieces of that satellite, too. Because I don't buy that fact that they're all going to burn up in the atmosphere, either.
We'll see. We'll know soon enough.
But I'd like to know where the line's going to be. And, God, I hate that. I wish they'd stop doing that. You know what I wish they'd do? I wish they'd give a list of cities. Because the line doesn't work.
Right.
Because the maps aren't pretty enough. The maps aren't detailed enough.
Howard?
Hello?
The maps are not detailed enough.
True. You can't tell exactly where the line is in relationship to your house.
They're always diagonal.
You can't plan anything, but it's that rain-snow line again, and they don't know which side of it we're going to be on.
They're always squiggly, and you know they do it with a magic marker. They don't care.
Not that precise.
Flip a coin. Here we go. We're getting to make a fist now.
Yeah, it's good. It's always nice to talk to a real meteorologist.
John and Mike, staff meteorologist, HB.
Wow, you've promoted him.
Well, we're not paying
him. You know what? Hey,
it's like Joe.
I wouldn't throw that out. I wouldn't dole that out. I wouldn't be too generous with that, okay? He likes that. You know he's going to like that. Hold that as a carrot.
Uh-huh.
Hold that up as a carrot. You know, because really, frankly, I think TS is, you know, in the wings, too.
Who shut.
Who used to shut
hey, this is Howard. Sorry I wasn't able to take your call.
All right. Hold on. I'll try the other number. Boy, he's busy, busy, busy.
Sure.
We could always call Martucci, too.
She will not take our call. I mean, he will not take our call.
Falca.
Falca, he won't take our call
he
either.
He won't take our call either.
Hello?
Howard, Don and Mike here.
How you guys doing?
Hello, Howard.
It's Howard Bernstein, everybody.
Let's give a nice round of applause.
W. Elstein from Channel 9.
Howard, how are you doing after walking into the wall?
Yeah, much better. It's 2 weeks later, healing like a champ.
Good, good. Glad to hear it.
All right, the news is, Howard. Boy, and again, we've got that awful Darth Vader thing on the phone. Hi, can we call you on your cell?
Please.
Okay, bye.
We'll call him on his cell.
The Bernstein cell.
I think he sounded cocky. He sounded like he does, but you know, let's hope he gives short man syndrome.
Yeah.
Let's hope he gives us the Napoleon complex.
Let's call Napoleon Bernstein.
Let's hope he gives us a cocky little forecast.
Cock of the walk. Howard Bernstein. Here he is.
I heard cautious confidence.
This is a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's
great.
So much
here he is now.
Clearer, Howard.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. How are
Thanks.
You guys doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, we're frustrated, Howard.
Watch you today on the news at noon. Gotta tell you, my friend, as a guy who I thought tells it like it is. You were dancing like one of those guys in a Western where the guy's got the gun out and he says, come on now, dance!
Shoots the bullets down by his feet.
Yeah. How's it going, Howard? What's the weather going to be like? Are we going to get an ice storm? When's it going to happen?
And
tell
incidentally,
us everything.
Before you answer any of that, may I request
yes.
you remove your tap shoes?
My tap shoes.
Thank you. Oh, and hold on, Howard. One other thing. Would you please put your hand over your heart?
Uh-huh, it's over there.
Hi, Howard Bernstein.
Hi, Howard Bernstein.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help me, Gordon Barnes.
So help me, God.
Okay,
even
way.
Better.
Either
okay,
way.
Let's bring
either way, right?
Okay, so now that we've sworn you in, really, are we going to get an ice storm? Yes or no?
A little one.
Then why did you say on TV at 12:15, 12:20 today, why did you say maybe a half an inch of ice?
Because parts of our area, north and west of Washington,
oh,
you know those areas.
Stop
got,
it! I live north or west.
We cover a big area.
So what you're saying is...
How much snow are we going to get?
We're probably going to get 1 to 2 inches overnight.
And so, any more after that?
No, because we're going to warm up upstairs, but at the surface, we're going to struggle to get over 32. And the problem for us, it's a good problem, is that this storm's going to kind of linger on and off much of the day into tomorrow night.
All right,
so
Howard,
we could get a quarter inch of ice, but if we get it over a 10-12 hour period, the road crews should be able to stay up on top of it. And other than your sidewalk and your driveway,
well, no. What about power lines, my friend?
And
trees?
Yeah, I suppose there could be one or two coming.
No,
down.
No, Howard, I've lived here through an ice storm with a quarter inch of ice. First off, I couldn't get off my street. There were power lines down. There were trees down. Everybody went through this thing. You had to cut down trees with saws.
I thought it had to be more than a quarter inch. We had a quarter inch just last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that caused some problems, but
so you don't think any more
devastation.
You don't think any more than a quarter inch?
No, not likely.
Right. Not like, okay, so
we're
I feel better about this.
So you're not really, we're not talking about paralysis or anything.
Well, some people, I mean, it might as well be, when they hear the word snow or ice, it might as well be raining snow, flame balls or something.
You're very right. People
put that in the forecast.
But generally speaking now, talking about the mountain areas that you love talking about, the people who really don't deserve to be watching TV from a big city anyway, the people that live close to Washington, D.C., the neighboring counties, what about us? We're not going to get anything major. Yes, no?
Minor. Not,
minor.
And it all depends on how you define major. I think major is going to be 6 inches or more.
I say,
that's not going to happen.
Here's what I say major is. Like we had a couple of weeks ago, where there was ice all over, people sliding into each other.
They're going to be prepared for this one,
30-car
right?
pile up.
Did you see them on yesterday? We had, a couple inches here and there, barely anything in the district. VDOT, Virginia Highway, Maryland Highway, they were all over the place because they got, their butts kicked. PR-wise.
So you think they're going to be okay with the next one tomorrow night? Tomorrow morning and overnight tonight, they'll be ready to go?
I think so. I don't think they can afford not to be ready.
I mean, you don't speak
they're
going
to be ready.
You don't speak for
said,
transportation. I know you don't speak for VDOT or anybody like that, Howard, but I just, when I saw them on the Beltway yesterday, I said to myself, well, there they are now, and now we're not getting anything. And now when we do get something, they're not going to be there. It just seems like nobody's prepared this year.
But even Valentine's morning, you remember Valentine's morning? We thought there might be a little snow, and the thing hit southern Maryland. I was driving into work 3 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. The lights are blinking in all the trucks, but they had nothing to do. So, yeah, they are going to be on top of this. I have no doubt on that. And the fact that this is going to be a drawn-out event as opposed to getting a big dump of sleet, snow, or ice in a short period of time, that could be much more problematic.
Well, now, hold on. See, this is where you get the mixed messages, because on one hand, I'm hearing, it's like I'm hearing a health report from my doctor. I'm hearing, well, really, there's nothing to worry about. It's going to be minor. But then you love throwing in, but there is always the chance if you get an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, please go see your doctor.
Priapism.
Even the story that I wrote on the website, I mentioned the fact the untreated roads, your neighborhood streets, your driveway, you could slip and fall on your butt. But I think the main roads and a lot of the roads, once you get out of your neighborhood, regardless of what happens, I really believe are going to be okay. Now,
I like this. Wait, let me
ask you. Tomorrow? I think schools are going to be canceled tomorrow.
Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you this, because I love to use your weather jargon. With your computer models, do any of your computer models show that this might be a big snow event?
No.
And are those like...
Not here. I mean, go to New York State, northern Pennsylvania. Yeah, they'll get some snow.
Are those like the deal or no deal models, the computer models you guys use?
No. I wish. I'd be on them a lot more than I am.
He's got a lot going on.
Can you tell he's busy?
Here's what I read between the lines from talking to HB. I think that here in the D.C. Metro, really, no big deal. But he can't let go of the hype machine.
Yeah.
He's got to keep it going.
You got to keep those ratings
for the
up.
People that live 200 miles away over the mountains, where men are men and the sheep are too.
Right.
And all the way to the Eastern Shore where they don't even get Channel 9, where you love saying all the time, if you're watching us in Ocean City, I'm telling you, there's not a cable system in goddamn Ocean City, Maryland that carries your channel.
Cambridge, Easton, they watch us.
He's aware of it.
He's aware. Chestertown, they
you
watch
know,
us.
Howard, they've got their own TV stations, though. Let them get their news from Salisbury.
Or Baltimore, or Philadelphia.
Right. Why do you guys in D.C. insist on – here's something. Living in Washington, D.C., when I hear a guy say, well, we're going to have snow in the mountains. I've lived here my whole life, and I go, where are the effing mountains? There are no mountains here.
We get a lot of viewers in West Virginia and also around Winchester, I-81 up toward Hagerstown.
Listen, you got to have a border somewhere.
Those are foothills.
And I hate to sound like John McCain on this, but, man, at some point you got to put up a wall. And, you got to put up a wall where you're going to say, we're going to serve these people who live in a metro area who don't need to be –
and in the great words of John McCain, me so horny.
Don't need to be worked up into a frenzy over something that maybe...
You guys are in radio. Don't you want to try to include as much of the audience as you can for yourself?
No, we like our backyard. We like just the people that are driving by on Rockville Pike
and Howard, really.
Be concerned with us.
The bottom line is we're like everybody. You other folk must be so pissed. People really like myself don't care what it's going to be like anywhere else except where I live.
And I'm kind of, there's a part of me, the kid in me wants a little snowstorm. And it doesn't look like we're going to get our snowstorm. It's just always ice.
And I don't want ice.
This winter sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
We've had 3 or 4 ice events now, not even 5 inches of snow, and we're only up to 4.9 because of the quote inch they got yesterday.
Yeah.
Why'd you do something about it, Howard?
Yeah, make snow, Howard.
Yeah, I'd love snow. I mean, I'm a skier. I'd love to see it. It's fun. It's great. But, you know, this ice crap is getting old.
Yeah, it is.
I agree. But according to you, it should be no major deal tomorrow.
No
correct?
Big whoop. I mean, there's a chance of we're going to slide around a little bit. There's going to be some slush and some sleet and all that crap, but no big deal, right?
Right, right. And, you know, I know you have listeners up in Pennsylvania where they could get a lot more headaches than we're going to get. Uh-huh. But around here, think about it. It's Friday. They haven't burned too many snow days. I was telling my son Tuesday, I don't think you're going to have school on Friday.
All right, there you go. Howard Bernstein. That's probably what kids really want to hear today. Yeah. But, Mommy, I heard it from the man on the Don and Mike show. I told you don't listen to that show.
He's very...
But everything on your show is not a lie.
Well, Howard wrote that book, The Audacity of Hope. So he's telling kids there might be a snow day tomorrow.
All right, HB. Well, listen, thank you for your time.
You're a good man. We know you're very busy, Howard.
Good luck.
All right, guys.
Good luck climbing Mount Martucci and everything else. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
He didn't say anything to
he's
that.
He's busy, man. He's gone.
I tell you how I read
he's
that.
He's so busy. You can tell he's more serious today. He's got a lot going on. Mount Martucci.
There's an outstanding chance that I'm 100% wrong on this, but my gut, and God knows I've got one, says tomorrow, really not a big deal.
Like wet.
Like not
like
a
it's going to be damp.
Like yeah, some snow and then maybe some rain, but nothing that's and it's been this ominous thing. And here's how these cats handle it all week, where they go, "Here's your weather forecast. Well, today will be cloudy. Wednesday maybe some light snow. Thursday be sunny. A big storm ahead on Friday. I'll tell you about that later this week."
That's what they do to get ratings through the entire week.
I don't think there's nothing coming tomorrow. I think he
didn't want to say this to HB because he's very generous to give his time on this show, but it's a big conspiracy. I mean, they're planning this. You know when they decided this storm was coming?
Two weeks ago.
Just said, hey, Friday, that'll be a big one. We talk about it going Thursday into Friday. Yeah, one day so the kids will think they have school. That's good, yeah. Sure. I'd say the kids are going to be pissed if they don't.
He's right, though. In this regard, he's right. Because all of the Harry Potters are on TV wearing their big sorcerer's hats saying that the end of the world is going to be happening.
Tomorrow.
The school systems will be shutting down.
Well, because of the timing on it. Because it's supposed to happen overnight. Whatever snow we're supposed to get is supposed to happen overnight.
And listen, I live in the Washington, D.C. metro area. I get gypped when I turn on the Today Show and it's down to an eighth of an inch on my beautiful 45-inch screen because I have to watch school closings for West Virginia.
Right.
Right. Listen, if you live in West Virginia, that's your own problem.
Well, get a snowmobile.
I don't know.
Because you're supposed to get snow up there.
I don't know why I should care. Why? Well, it's not that I shouldn't care.
I don't know why you're so hard on West Virginia. You know, it's wild and wonderful.
I don't know why I have to get such a tiny screen for school closings that really don't amount to dick.
Yeah. And God. Need I point out, I mean, there's some significant stuff out there that I just don't think you should poo-poo the whole state, you know? Charlestown! Races and slots.
And also, a Regis and Rickles.
Oh, that's right. At the, what is it called? The Mountain Air Casino or
Rob
something?
Rob looked it up. It's a Thursday night. We can't go. It's a work night.
Rats.
Can't go.
Thursday?
On the Regis show today, he was prattling on.
It's a Thursday?
About being nervous for the Oscars and holding up items from the newspaper that he didn't understand. Uh-huh. And then before they go to the... You know, to the Hausfrau of the Day call, he holds up a giant placard that has him and Don Rickles one night only at a club, at a resort in West Virginia.
In West Virginia. Is it a casino resort?
Yeah, it's a slots place.
It's got to be. It's not as close as Charlestown, I don't think.
Morgantown. Oh,
it's in Morgantown. So that's a haul. That would be not worth it anyway.
Sure,
but I was tempted. You know, I was thinking it was another Wayne Newton show for us.
Yeah, me too.
That would be one that we would have all gone to.
He lived into it. No way.
Not on Thursday.
Can't do that. Big ice storm, maybe, anyway.
That's right.
Big, gigantic ice storm. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, pal.
Hey, buddy.
Huh. I live in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Why do you think I'm not entitled to get weather information?
You're entitled to get weather information from your own goddamn TV stations.
Have you ever seen the weather guy on Channel 25 Hagerstown?
Okay, listen, you've answered my own question.
Well, see, that's really not his weather guy. It's Hagerstown.
Well, maybe
that doesn't count. He's got a Maryland weather forecast.
But maybe you live in a town that can't support its own TV station. What I'm saying is, here in D.C., they drive people into fits when they're talking about the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Incidentally, these are the people that are supporting your candidate. So I think you should be really, really sensitive to the people in the outlying rural communities that are stepping up for the H woman.
Well, they can just
and especially
they
in
can
Texas,
suck my left toe.
Well, see, that's it. She's not. You know, just because of that, she doesn't have a prayer of winning Ohio.
Listen, all you people in small communities, hundreds of miles away from Washington D.C. What are you doing? You're like squatting on the weather. You've got our weather guys here giving your local forecast. First
what counties should be involved in the local weather?
Fairfax, Montgomery, Prince George's, Loudoun.
Prince William.
Prince Willie. That'd be about it.
Spotsylvania.
Fringe.
And the District, of course.
And the District of Columbia.
Sure. We'd stop at about...
Did you give Anne Arundel?
Yeah, we stop at Annapolis, and you would also stop, like, at Fredericksburg.
Okay.
You just draw, you know, you draw a nice little border. Uh-huh. You get, like, one of those, if it was, like, in the world of Superman, right. Superman would get one of those big, gigantic cake covers and just put it over the entire metro area.
That's right.
So that we'd be living in a bubble.
That's
so,
like the Simpsons movie.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Mike. Exactly.
The bedroom communities.
And then it would be so much easier to predict the weather.
Oh, if you had a bubble, and then, you know, it'd be, you know, when you had bad weather, you just lower the glass. Right.
Exactly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
And Mike, hi.
Hey, Sue Palco right here. Great Falls, Virginia, I predict 6 inches of ice.
Hey, is this the Mike, what's his name guy from yesterday?
Yes, sir. I love you.
I thought you weren't going to call anymore.
Hey, I thought yesterday was your last call.
No, today is my last call. I love you.
This is not the same guy.
What's the anchor name? What's his last name? Mike?
Landis.
Mike Landis, say right now.
Who do you want to speak to right now? Right now.
Do you have a cold?
No, sir.
No, it's fake.
It's not the same guy.
Might not be the right guy.
No, it isn't.
Who's Rob want to speak to right now?
It's not the guy. No, you're an imposter.
Not the original. Unless you're like one of those American Idol girls with bronchitis last night.
The sick girls.
Who do you want to speak to right now?
Nah, I don't know. It might have been.
I think you're disturbed.
I don't know.
Hello. He's highly disturbed.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Simon Cowell. I have a question for both of you guys about my show last night.
Yeah, Simon.
It's a great dialect. Have you gone to the Joe Artinger School of British Dialects?
No. Oh, shut up, Mike. I come to you one moment, please. I'd like to know how both of you guys are going to kill yourself when Bahama comes president. That's my question for you.
When Bahama?
I take it off top.
When Bahama becomes president?
When Bahama Mama becomes president. That's who I'm voting for, is Bahama Mama.
Thank you for calling, Buck.
It's a great drink. He's a great presidential candidate.
Oh, a Bahama Mama.
I'm going to either vote for a Bahama Mama, Sex on the Beach. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to vote for Sex on the Beach, you got to vote for McCain. That's today. That's in today's news cycle.
McCain. I didn't have sex with her.
Yes. Come to my office. We'll discuss all the politics that you'd like. Oh, I'm so. Yeah, I know Cindy's hot, but you're hotter.
Yuck. Hello, Don and Mike show. McCain. Yuck.
Even like 9 years ago. Yuck.
Yeah, yuck.
Yuck like 20 years ago.
Yuck before he went to Vietnam. Yuck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio Lord and saviors. How are you?
That, you know, sexually and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Yes, guys. You know, I'm not in broadcast or anything like that. But is there any way that they could only broadcast to the areas affected? Because, you know, I live in a bigger city, and the outer areas, when it interrupts me and my television viewing, just to tell me about a tornado about to hit a trailer park, that upsets me.
Understand. What's the major metro area you live nearby?
Okay. Very major, Wichita, Kansas. But we are the big city in the area. And,
all right,
you know, whenever we have something about to hit, you know, 45 miles to 100 miles away.
I've always advocated your philosophy. I think they ought to put an individual meteorologist in everyone's yard. In your yard. Next to your mailbox.
Hey, listen, man. I want
with a tiny little transmitter.
I have empathy pains for you. I have the pains. I feel
That's it. That's amazing, because both of you do not seem to be experiencing empathy for anyone, because you want it to be exactly where you live. Otherwise, forget the forecast.
Hey, I got news
There's
for you.
There's a tornado in the county next door.
We would stop.
Oh, man, they're getting in the way of my show.
We would stop the hysteria if we stopped news forecasts that were like, You know, the dinosaurs are coming back. And Buzz, the whole thing about the bus falling from the sky.
It almost did.
And I so much wanted to call you yesterday. I know you're just reading the news that the government gives you.
That's right.
But yesterday you made a point of saying they weren't going to shoot the thing down.
That's what they said.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's what they said.
Right. I just pass along what the information is available.
It was definitely the controlled event. And you can always tell that when you see the still photographs. That's all they show you. They don't even show, you know, they'll show file footage of the exact same destroyer shooting the exact same missile, but they will not show this particular thing. But you get a little Polaroid that was taken by a sailor in the stern of the ship. You know, just going, here's when they shot the rocket. And then why is it a secret now?
And as far as I know, it could be a testes or what were the, not testes, but what were the name of the rocket kits you would get when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Testors.
Testors.
No, it was testicle flyer.
But anyway, it could have just been like a bottle rocket they shot up and took a picture of your
right.
And we'd never know.
We wouldn't know if they hit it or not. What if the Chinese don't even know? What if they're saying, yep, we hit it. No problem at all.
You know, if you're really into conspiracy theories, check out the whole thing about the Gulf War, about how all those smart bombs were really just things that were filmed at a studio somewhere in Washington, D.C.
Well, there's another direct hit. You know, it was actually done CGI.
Yeah, right.
Industrial Light and Magic responsible for the war.
It's like playing Gears of War again.
I've seen a picture in the tabloids.
Of what?
Of the man on the moon when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and you can see the lights.
Ah, fantastic. You can actually see the man on the moon.
You can see Mac tonight.
Isn't that amazing? It's one small step for man. Great job with the audio, though, because I think the audio is almost as important as the video. Yeah. The audio had that, you know, one small step for man, and that's all you have to do.
Perfect.
One giant leap for mankind. Okay, we going out for drinks? Very good.
And Buzz, you should know, even though I give you a good-natured hard time, I do foolishly sometimes believe what you say. Well, I left last night. And I got home, and I didn't even bother to look up in the sky.
Right.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Right.
I got home, and about 9 o'clock, halfway through American Idol, Janet says, do you want to go outside and look at the eclipse? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, we're not going to be able to see it.
Right.
And she said, I'm telling you, it's happening right now. And I said,
right now.
And I said to her, I swear, I said, I'm telling you, I heard Buzz say today at 6:15 that we weren't going to be able to see it on the East Coast. And she said, well, I'm telling you that maybe you didn't bother looking in the sky on your way home.
It's true, yeah.
But there are no clouds at all.
We saw the moon driving home last night and the breaks in the clouds, but I listen to the same weathermen you do. And so when we were on the air doing the news yesterday, the forecast was for cloudy skies.
You know, when they were talking about the snow, we all walked out of here last night, and the moon was just staring at
us
last
night.
And that's the thing. That didn't even trigger in my mind. I went home, and she said, do you want to go look at it? I'm like, not going to happen. Buzz told me so.
Oh, well,
Buzz said cloud
that's
cover.
That's on you.
And then she said, we'll go outside. So we stood outside, and I swear to Christ, we stood out there for 5-10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Really a beautiful sight.
Right.
Came inside, turned on the TV. The first thing, breaking news, CNN. Mm-hmm. Satellite shot down. I turned to Jan, and I said, that's twice for Buzz today.
The government said they would, and then they said they wouldn't, and then they did. In fact, when we were on the air yesterday talking about the fact that they decided not to shoot it down last night, Mike said, or one of you said, or is that just what they're saying?
I said that.
As it turns out, that's just,
I thought I said that.
I said that. I'm screwing with you.
I was thinking that his head cocked at that angle. That they do it to dupe us.
Throw everybody off.
Say, we're not going to shoot it down, and then they sneak, and they sort of did that.
Right, yeah.
That's why they did the old bait and switch with us.
Made me look bad.
And really, was that a lunar eclipse? Was that really the reason that the moon was red and blocked off, or was there something more sinister? Just think about all the, you know, this is for all the conspiracy theorists out there. Think of all the things that happened at the same time. Satellite shot down.
Yeah.
Watch hanging on the kangaroo.
Tony Romo thinking about getting married to Jessica Simpson.
Red moon, same time as the satellite being shot down.
Simon Cowell says he doesn't know what More Today Than Yesterday by Spiral Staircase
is. John McCain allegedly touching the lobbyist. I mean, think about all these things happening at the exact same time.
Coincidence, eh?
Put your theory together.
That's right.
And now the ice storm.
The ice storm that may or may not be. In fact, I'll tell you what I think about Bernstein. This is another.
Oh.
I think Howard Bernstein has one problem.
What?
I think he's
Rob says one obvious problem.
He is.
What makes a Nazi?
He is too
How
cool.
does he get that way?
He is too cool under this pressure. You know how cool he was? I don't think it's a big deal, but then he doesn't even say goodbye to us. Because he's dashing off to his computer models that are, you know, that have their glue drying.
Darling, the barometer's rising, and so is mine.
But why aren't any of the models saying it could be a snow event? Because what if the temperatures aloft stay cold?
Well, maybe we're not opening the right cases.
Do you remember the last ice storm we had when they said, well, sometimes that air just gets trapped? They said that after the fact. What if the air for this thing gets trapped and we get a foot of snow?
Wow. I'd love that.
I'd love it, too.
Yeah, I'd love that. I mean, would. Although that would probably do the same. That would shut everything down as well. But for some reason, a foot of snow sounds more romantic and less threatening than, you know, a half inch of ice and trees coming down and no power and, you know, being stranded.
But I do think you're okay with the ice, the way he was saying. If it's a half an inch of ice, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to believe him. I guess so. I really think nothing's going to happen. Mark my words.
You think it's just going to be moist tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't doubt we'll get some snow, but I bet it's a whole big pile of just STFU.
STDs.
That's it.
Any school tomorrow?
Oh, no, he was right about that.
Yeah.
No school. Right now, kids, I'll tell you right now, go ahead, get some of Dad's brandy, get some of Mom's pills, get some of the cigarettes, get out Trivial Pursuit. Trivial Pursuit.
Catherine and Elizabeth, don't listen to that.
Get out your Webkinz. Go ahead. If Mom and Dad are not at home, start the IMing. Get the parties going. No school tomorrow.
Catherine and Elizabeth, you know who your head honcho is. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Last ones always. I know one thing. I guarantee you I'm going to get a call at 5:45 tomorrow.
Morning. This is the first alert system. We waited so we could wake you up at 5:45.
Oh,
you
the know. School and, tree.
Instead of letting you know the night before, even though your children don't live with you all the time, we decided we'd wake you up anyway. And incidentally, about 5 minutes from now, your cell phone's going to ring too.
They're calling to tell you you can sleep in.
Right.
Do they email you too?
No.
That's how they do it in Loudoun.
That is really like waking a patient up, waking a sleeping patient up to give them the medication to make them sleep.
Right. You know, it's the whole demanding of information that we have as parents nowadays. You remember the old days? I mean, our parents relied on the radio. They relied on the radio, and that's how you got it. I mean, that was the pleasure of listening to Bob Steele when I was a little kid, and Bob Steele, who would whistle the time check, it's 7:30, and then he'd give the list of closings, and we'd listen by the radio. It was
Let's face
a lot of
it,
fun.
Back in the day when me and Mike were doing the morning zoo. You know what that was? That was a day off with pay.
Oh, we had a blast.
We'd come in and we'd go, hey, good morning, it's 7 o'clock. Here's David Haynes with all the school closings. And really, sometimes he would want to wind it up, and Mike and I would be sitting across from him, just go ahead.
Yeah, keep going. Oh, you got more? No problem at all.
Because the thing is,
we had a night in a hotel the night before.
You could be announcing all day that schools are closed, and every goddamn phone call you take is from some booger eater wanting to know if he's got school.
Yeah, the lazy ones that didn't even want to make the effort to find a radio or get out of bed to turn one on in some other room.
Just call the station.
Remember the ones we'd get at, like, at 9:45? Pull them through the phone and give them a beaten slackers. The ones that would be like, and I swear to God, it'd be 9:45. Remember those phone calls?
You
know, it was the kids that needed to be there to get the education.
And you also remember didn't we used to call the 9 o'clock hour on our morning show? Wasn't it for the infirmed
shut-ins?
That was it.
It was for shut-ins.
Yeah. The 9 a.m. hour for shut-ins because everyone that had a purpose in life was already at their job or doing something important by 9 o'clock.
We got mad and we would say, "Are you a shut-in? Is that why you're only really starting to think about your day right now at 9:30?
If you're listening to us now in 2008 and think that this is something we've just picked up recently, no, my God. 23 years ago, 9 o'clock in the morning, we come around. We take the first stupid call right away. What are you, a shut-in?
It'd be funny because we go on the air at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and the calls you get around 6 a.m. would be, yeah, just calling to see anything, any word on the schools just yet. And then by 10 o'clock, the ones that are calling are like, seriously, this is the way the sentence would be formed,
right?
Donna, my school in go
and I remember day. What else. Here's what else is a pisser. On the nights when it would snow, Gene Baxter, who did the night show, he used to just, it was a private joke, and looking back, funny. Seriously, 5 times an hour, he would just say, hey, kids, I don't know, tomorrow morning, first thing you wake up, everybody, call Don and Mike. Like the guy would go out of his way.
Yeah, because and that's not how we wanted to do it.
No.
Because we were still trying to do a show at the same time. We were going to tell them what the school announcements
right.
would be, but we didn't need to take phone calls. And we, you know, we'd be on the subject of you know how our mother's bras didn't fit, and we want to take calls about it, and it would be like,
school today? Uh-huh. Flash Phillips said to call.
Flash Phillips.
Flash Phillips.
And his Wookiee. Right. Used to carry a stuffed animal around. Normal.
Right.
Normal. Huh? Used to get the check at a restaurant and pour a glass of water down his shirt, too.
Also had a big, was it a tarantula? A
yeah,
spider
had,
that
had
he had in his office?
A tarantula.
Yeah. I remember one thing, though. His girlfriend had huge knockers.
Yeah, some of us got stupid enough to say that out loud in a public place.
Who would that be, I wonder? Let's see, was it?
Michael Mara.
Yeah, you're right.
Guilty.
Said it like over one of those casino nights. You have beautiful, and then the next day, you really shouldn't have said
Are you
that.
Kidding? Blind people knew that, Mike.
I know. I was stating the obvious. No problema.
Good old Flash Phillips. Flash Phillips. What was that? Gene Baxter.
Gene right. Baxter.
Bean.
Bean is his name. That's I think he's name. Out. He's still out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's a K-Rock. Still a K-Rock, I think. Still weird, I guess.
Still a weird guy.
Still weird.
It was weird then. He'll always be weird.
Not a bad guy. Not bad weird. Just like odd weird. Like
very, very like unusually tall.
If this guy, Gene Baxter, if he wasn't always with hot women and he always had a hot woman at his side.
Good
right.
for him.
I would never have guessed that he was gay, but I would think that he was one of those guys that was just asexual.
Just really didn't pay attention to it. Picture a really Weird Al Yankovic with straight hair and taller.
Wow.
That's what he looked like.
Kind of a David Cassidy haircut.
Yeah. And I used to, first time I went out with him, I went out to...
first time you went on a date
when I
with him.
When I dated him.
Uh-huh.
We're with a bunch of other disc jockeys, and they said, hey, Bean, do that thing you do. And everybody's, I was, you know, a baby DJ. I didn't know what was going on. I said, do that thing. And we're at the Hamburger Hamlet on Wisconsin Avenue. And he goes, all right, give me the check. And he looks at the check, and he says, oh, and he starts getting all upset. I'm looking at him like, what the F is this guy doing? He said, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. And he calls the waitress over. He says, waitress, this is outrageous. And he takes this big goblet of water and he just pours it down his chest, inside his shirt. And you just see the stain. And I'm looking at it. And, you know, meanwhile, all the guys that have seen this show before, they're falling out of the chairs. And I start laughing because I've never seen anything like it.
It is odd.
It's like DJs never get tired of entertaining. They want to continue to entertain.
Did he get you guys out of the bill or did
no,
he just do it?
No, we paid. I think Chuck Dickman ended up paying.
Chuck Dickman.
Chuck Dickman ended up paying the bill.
Ah, the Jolly Dick Man.
Yeah, strange thing. That was Kevin Bean and all these, you know. Not Kevin. Kevin, like, joined up with that guy later in Los Angeles. That was
right.
a guy named, I think, Lee Chambers. Do you ever remember that?
Yeah, I remember
guy?
Lee Chambers.
Lee Chambers.
I think Gene Baxter's a good guy, good radio guy. They do a great show on K-Rock out in Los Angeles. And we have one other thing in common with them as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe the thing that bonded us, at least me, the most with Gene Baxter. He did the night show at Wavo when Mike and I did the morning show. Good guy, really behind-the-scenes guy, knew a lot about radio. So he left, and he went out to start his own show. And it was right around the time that we had our divorce with one of our first producers, Frank Murphy.
Right.
And poor Bean made the mistake. Now, did he get Frank as after Mark and Brian?
I think after Mark and Brian. Yeah, definitely, because he was Frank was with them for a long time.
Yeah.
Wasn't Frank with them for quite a while?
Yeah. Yeah, and
he went from Mark and Brian.
He went from us to Mark and Brian to Bean, Kevin and Bean, and then he's doing mattress commercials now in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Excellent.
Frank Murphy.
Right.
But
right.
It was something, the fact that Kevin and Bean realized what we had realized years earlier.
Sure. But it's Frank.
That he was just Frank.
The Frank factor.
Great guy. I mean, we've talked about Frank before. Mm-hmm. We've had him on the show before. Very nice guy. A very button-down guy. Very Catholic guy.
Very Catholic. You don't get any more Catholic than that.
And, you know, a guy that you would think, he came to the table and pushed all the chips in just at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
He did.
That the guy just had bad timing.
Right, he did.
He had been our producer for about 5 years, and we had treated him well, and the stations had paid him well. We moved stations.
Yep.
We said, hey, Frank, we want you to come with us, independent of us. He had a meeting with the manager, Ken Stevens, where he pretty much announced that he wanted exactly the same money that I was getting and that you were getting.
And otherwise he was gone.
Mm-hmm. And so He was gone.
I think Ken looked at him and said, you know, that figure you're talking about, that's that's pretty much what I'm paying these guys.
Right. And it didn't work out that well.
No.
But then he hopped around for a while. And,
he went to work for Mark and Brian.
Yeah.
Out in Los Angeles.
And then he went to Kevin and Bean and then ended up coming back to Tennessee.
Yes.
Is he still on the radio in Tennessee?
I don't think so.
I think he's out of the business.
I'm a bad friend in this regard. I had reconnected with Frank, and God bless him, he sent me a couple of emails, and I just have not responded.
Didn't get around to him.
Because it's like he'll send me an email that has a link to something he's done,
right,
and I'll write back, you know, because I mean it. G. Frank, you know, great to hear from you. We should talk sometime, and then I'm never the one that facilitates those calls.
He still looks the same. He looks exactly the same.
A wee
he's got
bit,
that big black beard.
A wee bit fatter, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a sasson.
Yeah, well, we've all gotten fatter.
Anyway, that's, you know what, Mike, at least from my standpoint, that's what June's all about for me. Reconnecting with old friends.
Right.
I'm just going to get a VW bus and drive around the country to all these radio stations, to all these people that I used to work with. Say, so, you know, when I used to work with, we never had the time to just sit down and break bread. I never figured out.
It's going to be wonderful. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Never figured out why it is I never liked you.
Now you'll have time for that.
You know what? What's that? Well, I'll tip my hand about your going away present. A trailer.
Oh, that's great.
One of the real, real small Gulf Streams. You know, one of the Airstreams, I should say.
Yeah,
not a Gulf Stream. That would be a jet.
Little shiny aluminum one. Yeah.
It's a it's a tiny little Airstream.
I'm one of those old jobbers from the 70s. You know, the
that goes
van
in the back of the pickup truck.
No, a van that has the big captain seats in them.
Oh, you want
oh,
that
the whole thing?
Like a conversion van.
That's even better.
And I want it like circa 1975.
Yeah, easy to do.
Doesn't have to be restored.
Leather might not be in good shape, but that's all right.
That's fine. Leather could be cracked.
But it might have an old Shark Tank in it. That should be fun.
Hold on. And Joe Ardinger writes, well, Buzz, would you be a loving going to frankmurphy.com?
Oh, really? Yeah.
As long as we're talking about him, we'll see what he's doing.
Yeah, very good.
And is our first guest ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, stand by for news of Robert Mailman.
I have his poster on my special bulletin board.
Boxing with a Kangaroo. Did you happen to get the email that Bob Adams sent out?
Bob Adams does not correspond with me.
Bob Adams sent, I don't even know if he sent it to you, Rob. He sent me an email yesterday. About a the board Kangaroo. It's video from a, like everything good on the internet, from BBC TV.
Okay.
Where there's a guy doing a report at the zoo, and behind him there's a kangaroo. And during the time that the guy's talking, the 45 seconds, the kangaroo lies on his back and starts pleasuring himself. And you see the one kangaroo arm going back and forth. And,
oh, I got to see that.
Yeah.
That's
see,
good.
That's good. The last thing that Robert emailed me, it said, warning, don't watch this if you're squeamish. And of course, you know, that just makes you click on
it. Sure, you want to go. It's the car wreck thing.
So a guy, he kisses a girl, puts her on an elevator, then he shoots himself. And there's no kangaroo anywhere to be seen.
Oh,
in this.
See, that's creepy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Did you go to his website, Buzzy?
I did. It's a very handsome website. It's very plain. It looks like he has a blog on the front page, and the table of contents includes his morning show philosophies, voiceover work, photos, listener testimonials, air checks, resume, his biography, and a couple of other
items. Well, is he working?
You know, it doesn't say here. We'd have to go to his resume to see what he has listed.
Didn't
now.
We one time look at his resume on the air, and we found out that he had, like,
omitted us?
Just drawn a big eraser through those
yeah.
6 years.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it.
Look at that. Oh, 2005 to present, air personality, WWST-FM, Knoxville, Tennessee.
There you go.
Co-host of the Mark and Kim and Frank Morning Show.
Good. All right.
I like
so
Mark.
He's still working.
I don't like Kim.
I like Frank,
I like
though.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank is good.
I like Frank.
Frank's a good guy.
How about Kim?
Morning Show Philosophies.
All right, let me click on that and see what we have.
Kind of curious about that.
Don't
you think that's a problem if you're writing those down anyway?
Mm-hmm. Kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
Oh, what Frank Murphy, morning show coach. He's available as a morning show coach. Just write Frank at frankmurphy.com. Here's a quote. It says, we can listen to an air check and talk about what you should have done yesterday, or we can do a conference call and brainstorm on what you can do tomorrow.
I got an idea. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we send him this first hour of this show today?
All right.
And tell him we'll pay whatever his fee is.
Okay. Yeah.
And ask him to break down this first hour that we've had today.
That'd
and we can
great.
Do it tomorrow. Because he has time to do it. He's on the morning show. and he could do it for us. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to hear what he thinks about the segment where we talked about him.
Yeah, Robbie, shoot him an MP3 of the first hour and send him a note, and whatever his fee is, we'll pay. And we'd like the
And
fastest...
a conference call, and we'll break down what we did today.
Beautiful. No,
we'll talk about what we can do tomorrow.
And if you play your cards right, you can end up in Knoxville.
Yes, absolutely.
Stop it, boy. Stop it. Watch it. You're one step away from Knoxville.
And yeah, he does have you guys on his resume.
So we got a pretty big bad there, Rob. I think that's because we shamed him into it.
Yeah, well, we've seen him recently, so that's why.
Well, either way, let's toss some business his way, and let's see if we can get a fair and impartial critique of the show, because, as you know, Frank harbors no ill wishes towards either
none,
of us.
None, and that certainly won't give him a pucker factor when he sees that come across his email. He won't be nervous about that. We want him to, and really, I think it should be, send him the MP3 with the line being, Frank, Don and Mike would like you to break down the first hour of their show.
And that's what it would. Today it would be all this, you know, American Idol, all this, and then Frank, all the stuff we talked about. So let us know what you think, Frank.
Capital idea.
All right, got a break so we can talk to Bob Mailman.
Ah. Whoopee!
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.